bit about we talked a little bit about increase, asking for an increase to the current loan, and that was determined to be $360,000, which still is below what we did our bond increase for. Remember back way back when we increased the bond to what was it, $750,000 or whatever. So, and
Right.
this primarily is because the state came back and wants a steel sleeve put under the road for the water line to go through, which makes sense. And they said that's probably going to, well, they didn't know it was a 50-50 chance if they were going to have to do it or not. They still don't know for sure, but asking or requesting the additional funds from the state just makes it for us to move forward with the project.
Right. Yeah, Eric and I talked about earlier. So
Yeah.
So Doug,
yeah.
the other part of that is, so what happened is Heather is going to go to the board on
26th.
February 20th, or 26th or 29th.
Yeah, either or. Is this
Okay,
year
so
leader?
she's going to go to the Rural Water Conference, and so what she's going to do on that 360, she's going to ask that the state split it in half like they did before. So 180,000 will be grant forgiven, and $180,000 will go to the loan. And so now the original loan was 569 plus 180, so we're up to 750 or 749, which is still below the 750 that we put into the resolution. So we should be good to go.
Right.
That would be nice.
In addition to that, that gives us about 79,000 as kind of a what do you call it, a buffer
Yes.
in case parts and stuff like that are higher or lower. But Devin also said that, you know, there's still some wiggle room. They put in a bunch of wiggle room in certain areas. Like for instance, the legal fees were 50,000, and he said you're not going to get anywhere near that. So
No.
there's still quite a bit of wiggle room in what funding we currently have.
And
Did
then
she
also,
did they
if
think there
the,
was a
oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Doug.
did they think there was a good chance the state would go for the 180,000 additional grant?
The way they were talking, they seemed to think it was better than a 50% chance.
No, that's good. I hope that happens.
Yeah, I do too.
So the other thing, Doug, is that if it comes in under that, we that can, what did Heather say, that money can just go toward?
Yeah, they would put it on the back end of the loan. They'd pay on the back end of the loan. She said that means your loan payment would be the same, but it would take they would that would take you'd pay the loan off quicker than 30 years.
So that's if they come in under
Right.
bid points.
Right. Right.
Oh, the other part of that, Doug, is she said that when we pay this off, or when we get invoices, what they're going to do is they're going to split the invoices so that it'll go 50% grant and 50% loan, correct, Greg? Greg?
50% goes to the forgiven amount, and then 50% goes to the loan
Okay.
as they pay out.
Well, that answers my question for accounting purposes then.
Okay, perfect.
And
Yeah.
that'll go retroactive to the last. That'll be any payments, right?
Yes.
Because we've already made that one payment.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. That helps.
Okay. And then you had asked a question about how things have come in before for the bids, and then what
I
the
was
sunrise has seen
just
happen.
curious.
And all I've heard is that Heather has seen stuff go all over the board, and so has Devin. But do you want to ask the question, and maybe Craig can give his input?
Well, I was just curious about this. They said they had worked with this HBM before, or whatever, HVH, whatever they are. So I just
HMA.
wondered how things went with them.
They seem, well, Devin seems to like them.
Does
Said
he?
they did a good job for him when they worked with him.
And they seem to be, things seem to go on time.
Yep.
Right. Okay. So I don't know if you're online, Doug, but I have the letter up and I can sure read it to you or
I saw that he said it went pretty well, but I just wasn't sure, you know, he didn't say specifically like on time, if it was on time or, but it doesn't matter. I don't think really.
Well, the two important people, to ask that specific question to would be Heather or Devin. Heather probably even more so because she's the one who sees all of the work. She's the one, she's kind of checks off everything as it moves through the different phases. And she's already said that some of the people that submitted bids were blacklisted anyway and wouldn't get it.
Were they?
Well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
But oh, they, boy. Yeah. So this that's one what, they didn't.
Yeah, that's what both Kyler and Devin told me, that some of those were blacklisted and she wouldn't approve them as getting the bid. So if they'd have picked any of them, the state would have just said, nope, sorry, you're going to have to pick somebody else. Because there's quite a few, I guess, in the state that are blacklisted and they won't ever use again.
Well, that's good to know.
It is good to know.
Yeah, they keep a pretty good tab on it. I mean, even federal wise, we had blacklist too. And if anybody put a bid in on a contract, they were on that list, they weren't selected.
Good.
Yeah. Well, that's good. It's good they watched that.
Yep.
We don't want anybody that's unreputable.
Right.
Oh boy, that's a can of worms you do not want to have. No way. Yep.
We don't want a lawsuit trying to get the project finished.
Yeah. Right. Well, is there any other discussion before making a motion?
No, I don't have anything.
No, I think I'm good too.
All right.
All right, I'll make the motion to go ahead and approve the notification letter and the paperwork to go out to the contractor to start getting things going.
All right, to HMH Excavation.
Right.
Okay.
I'll second the motion that we accept their bid.
Awesome. Then it's a done deal. Right on, gentlemen.
All right.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the community or the project?
No, I don't think so.
No. All right. I'm good.
I want to get the nightmare over with.
Gosh, no kidding. All right. Well, let's end it then and have a good weekend.
Did you feel Craig in on the legal bills, Eric?
What's that?
Did you feel Craig in on the what we talked about?
Oh, no, no. Let's do that.
You still right. there, Craig?
Yep.
So I did my comparison on the legal bills.
Mm-hmm.
And it does look like we owe that money.
All right. Well, and we got maybe paid. In
Bangkok. But, Eric, it's going to have to be split because I forget the exact amount, 1,340. Is that what it was, Eric? Or 13? Will come out of the, it's going to come out of the grant money. And 4,510 will have to come out of our funds.
Okay.
Yes.
It's painful, but it looks like we do owe it. It looks like somehow five invoices got missed.
Yeah, I just don't agree with even paying it.
You don't agree?
No. No, because I feel like we're paying for time wasted.
Yeah, Eric and I talked about that, but I
know it's we're going to end up biting the bullet and having to do it, but I want to make it clear to them we're going to pay this, but we don't think it's fair.
So Craig, I agree with you, and I think that's really important to look into to see what happened at each of those bills. So when I went over them and I looked at, like he would say, conference with Eric, then what I did is I went back through the emails and I looked at what the conference was about. And so it did not look like any of it was because of his delays. And then he had to re-ask questions and then re-examine stuff. And it didn't look like we were charged for that because I was following up on that very specifically to see if he is charging us for, his lax, well, for missing the mark, right?
Yeah, well, I still disagree because I know human nature.
So
I know. I
what was that?
guarantee. I mean, we're going to end up biting the bullet and having to pay it anyway. But my point is, he there. I don't know. There was countless times where he make the comment that he had to go back and research everything and see where he was at to start again. And I can tell you that there's not one lawyer on the planet that gives you a freebie, not even 1 second of a freebie when it comes to money.
So, what would you like to see happen?
I just want to make it clear to them that we're going to pay it, even though we think that we're being charged for work or for what do you call it?
Duplicate or
No, re. Oh, I don't know. Re-researching, I guess.
Yes. Well, would you like
Would
me to
it
draft it? I'm happy to draft a letter and ask him to reduce it to see, or ask him the question, because if you don't ask, you don't get, and maybe
I
they'll
would,
miss the
but
bill.
then I would say, was any of these invoices, or any of the time that we're being billed for, was any of that time associated with rescanning the information that was provided because Mark had forgotten where he was at, or something, or words to that effect?
Okay, so let me
I think
draft a letter, and we haven't told Valerie to pay the bill anyway. So let me just draft a letter, and I'll send it out to both of you guys to review, and we can at least ask that question, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah, I think it's reasonable to ask the question.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah,
we're gonna
I'll
end
just.
up we're gonna end up biting the bullet and paying it anyway, I guarantee it. But I want to make sure that he understands you can't do that to people, man. When you're, yeah, I mean, I know he's busy, but still. And even making a comment like that over email, telephone, that he has to go back and relook at all of the work to see where he's at and what still needs to be done. That's probably the wrong thing to say to a client.
All right, so I'll draft a letter and get it out to you guys tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, that
Okay.
sounds like worth a try.
Yeah, it's worth a try, right? That's all you can
Yeah,
do.
I mean he's feeling a little guilty about the whole thing anyway, it seemed like from earlier correspondence with him.
I would agree.
So
Yes.
maybe he'll reconsider and drop it
Okay.
a little bit.
Perfect.
Yep.
All right, gentlemen. Sounds great. Thank you for everything. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Have a good night.
Yep.
Bye.
You too. Bye.